Hello, this is Porno Graffiti Music Hour, Love Up Station. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to the S-Word Stuff segment, where we talk about stuff. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Mann.
I'm Danny.
And I am no one in particular, not Mike. Hi, Shime Song.
All of those were technically
true. Introduce yourself.
I'm Lita.
So, now that you guys have the...
No longer the only girl. Yay.
Hello and welcome to the S-Words podcast. An all-female podcast about pop culture subjects that start with the letter S. I'm Kevina. How are you doing, Dominic?
I'm Dominique.
Flash!
Flash!
Doom, 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 doom!
Flash!
He'll save every one of us!
Are we actually gonna...
I'm leaving now.
Okay. All right,
okay, let's
actually
start. Dom, number five.
Wait, are we doing number five or are we starting at four?
Oh, because there's five of us this time, we are going to be doing top four. So, Dom, number four.
My number four is, once again, preparing for interviews. I was rejected for being a lion tamer, which is unfortunate. I have an interview next week with IGN to see if I can do their multimedia stuff on GameSpy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For this one, you can actually tell us where you're going to be interviewing?
Well, I feel better about it.
Okay.
My number four, I am sad to say, is in fact Street Fighter IV.
Largely. You're still playing it?
Well, yeah.
That's like one month ago.
No, that's even better than that. I haven't been playing it. I can't. My controller is missing the piece necessary to hook it up to the 360. Once this is done, I'm going to go look for it.
When did you find out it was missing?
After last week's podcast here.
After last week's podcast, I went back. I went back, started playing Street Fighter.
So it's somewhere here?
I hope. It's either here, in the car, in the trunk somewhere.
Maybe one of the cats ate it.
Or eaten by a cat.
No, they would have thrown it back up.
That's true. It's been a week.
All right, Lita, what's your four?
I've been watching The Daily Show and the feud between Jon Stewart and that Mad
it's
Money.
Not, it's only a feud if it's back and forth. That was a beating.
That was a curb stomp. I have not yet seen this.
It's so awesome.
This was somewhere between a curb stomp, a prison rape, and a back alley beating.
That interview was so brutal. I felt so bad for that guy.
I didn't feel bad for him at all.
Well, I wish
reminded me to watch this before we talk.
I watched it on Hulu today. It's on Hulu, people.
It is on Hulu?
Yeah, you have to watch it. It's so good.
Yeah.
That guy deserves that beating. Oh my god.
Sung, what's your number four?
Actually, my top stuff has not really changed since the last time I've been here, which is like 3 weeks ago now. So I'm just going to say different things, and my number four right now is I bought this special pen that is specifically made for pen flipping.
It's for you to twirl in your hand?
Yes, for pen twirling.
Is it like competitive pen twirling?
Does it have a ribbon on the end so for Olympic purposes?
Can you
do it rhythmically?
Did you bring it?
No, I didn't.
Oh. I mean, hey, if we have Tremampoline as an Olympic event, we can start getting pen twirling as an Olympic event. That's what I say.
You gotta bring it. I wanna see this.
Yeah, I wanna see this in action.
Is it like specially balanced or what?
Yeah, it's basically like...
Do you get it from like Think Geek or something?
No, I bought it at Walgreens actually.
What?
Wow.
Such a common household item, obviously.
Right?
What's the brand? Is it Bic?
I have no idea.
Alright. Oh, can we go get one right now then? At a Walgreens probably?
Probably, yeah.
Oh. You can't even twirl pens.
I will be reporting back to you guys next week once we've seen this pen. Anyways, my number four is Point Break, which is that terrible...
I am an FBI agent!
Dude, server! And I'm like,
Bodhi!
Okay, so Lita and I watched it this week in high definition even, and so I always heard it was like, you know, a very cliche, buddy,
like
action
Swayze.
Kind of movie.
Not anymore!
And Keanu Reeves had, you know, kind of defined the idea of firing a gun into the air in agony. So, Yeah, so I saw it, and I kind of feel bad for seeing it. Anyways.
And then he wants to make a sequel. I was like, no.
Patrick Swayze in a sequel for it, because, I mean, he doesn't really die.
Sources have also told me that there's a live-action play.
Yes, there is. Point Break, actually, it's called Point Break Live, right? Yeah, so there's some chick that does it, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, no. Okay.
But yeah,
so it's some guy that does it, right?
I got shown that movie as a kid because my sister was a huge Patrick Swayze fan. Also because I think she was secretly trying to turn me gay.
Did it work?
Anyways,
no, good job.
One of the stories I had heard was that Best Buy uses a remote computer diagnostics test, and apparently it's an internal joke, but if you check the about for it, it says it's been completed by Agent Johnny Utah, which is Keanu Reeves' character.
Oh, so you
actually know this then?
Yeah, Geek Squad, they have this like diagnostic test, and it says like made by Johnny Utah. Who's Johnny Utah? Oh, I guess that's like the guy, the head guy or whatever.
All right, that's way too much time talking about Point Break.
Number three.
All right, my number three is World of Warcraft over with Danny Boy over there. We've gotten to level 55.
Yeah, that
Did you just say 55?
55. 55. There you go.
55.
We got to go in the Warcraft ghetto.
But yeah, that would also be my number three because, well, I'm playing at the same time.
Yeah, we play with each other a lot.
Oh.
Very sexy.
Didn't need that.
We talk a lot over the internet, you know. I pretend to be a girl. Wait, no,
I don't
actually.
Oh, no, no.
No?
No, that's my job.
Although the thing is that the guild that we play in is unique in, well, it's not unique, but it's rare among many Warcraft guilds because we have a lot of women in our guild. And by a lot, I mean, like, we have more than three.
Are they real women or are they like
They're
elves?
Real women. We're a friends and family guild. And so we have a bunch of people's like girlfriends and wives and sisters and cousins and, you know, et cetera.
Okay, cool.
And so, you know, that's cool.
When people email your guild, do they say, hey, girls and guy?
No.
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 I'm not the only guy in there. That would be weird. All right.
Hey!
we covered Danny and my number three at the same time, so let's go over to number three with Lita.
I'm doing interviews, same as Dom. All
right.
Yeah, they're hard. Technical interviews suck.
Oh, yeah. Those are great. You can only fail. You can never succeed on those.
You can't. They're just fun questions, but like then you're like, how am I supposed to answer this in 10 minutes? Not enough time.
All right. My number three is I've been watching a few TV series. I caught up with Dollhouse. Actually, no, I didn't watch yesterday's episode.
Did he kill someone at random yet?
He's killed a lot of people so far.
Well, the main characters?
No, Joss Whedon.
Does he kill a lot of main characters?
They aren't main characters, not yet. I mean, he generally sees
yeah,
that.
You gotta wait.
Second season.
Yet.
Nothing says Joss Whedon until someone takes a spike through the chest at random.
I've actually been talking about this with other people. About
will they pull off their mask to reveal
a
monkey?
The things I don't like. I'm going to keep watching, and I hear it's going to get better, so, you know.
If they ever get out of line, is there this big bubble that takes them back to the Dollhouse? No.
You know that you're my report on whether I should follow Dollhouse. I haven't watched any of it yet.
I just haven't
had time.
You don't
trust
my opinion. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I'm also, you know, I don't trust 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, that's fair.
True.
So
that's fair.
I don't want to get too involved to have my heart broken.
Another show
I think they actually do call that the Joss Whedon effect.
Yeah.
Another show I just started watching is called Flight of the Conchords.
That's an awesome show.
Okay.
No, it's awesome,
what,
Kevin.
What is it? I've only heard it in name.
It's a band where there's two guys and they're struggling. They're from New Zealand and they're struggling in America to make it as an indie band.
Okay.
And they make silly songs. It's really, I like their songs.
All right.
The thing is, the episodes play out kind of like a musical, except the musical numbers have nothing to do with what the show is about.
Not at all.
Nice.
And they have one crazy
band.
So it's
like Partridge Family style where it'll just burst into song at random and then go back? Or Alvin and the Chipmunk style or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little bit like, if you ever watched Dream On, like the old HBO show,
yes.
Where suddenly just imagines something completely off.
And it
has little to do with what he's talking about.
Got it.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes there's a girl in the room and there's a party and, you know, they'll sing about that. But it's really fun. It's just funny.
Is it like that scene in Basketball where the song on the radio starts singing about exactly what's happened in the movie so far
and then starts
talking about topical cream?
No, it's random. It's really random. They sing about robots. Kevin likes that song.
Yeah, I've only heard some of the songs and I've never watched any of it, which is a real shame because everyone keeps telling me that it's something I would really enjoy.
It's definitely acquired. I mean, I think it would help if you're either very, very drunk or you do some kind of illegal drugs.
All right, Kevin, bring us your number three.
Okay, my number three is preparing for this week's onslaught of extremely violent video games. So, Resident Evil 5 and Mad World, both of which I still have in my car right now.
Sorry, hold on.
Sealed.
I'm going to say it right for Mad World. Ha ha!
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what that actually means eventually. But yeah, I'm going to have a hard time picking as to what I'm going to be playing. Lita and I are going to be playing Resident Evil 5 in co-op. And yeah. Mad World, I guess, is when I'm home alone. Because even my roommate Lawrence is going to be gone, so I can enjoy the violence by myself. You know, funny story, though. Like, Lita and I play games like Resident Evil 5 and Gears of War together. But when we played Little Big Planet, she hated it.
It sucks so hard.
Well, that's because Little Big Planet has really unforgiving physics. Well, and also, true. If you get separated, then it kills one of you.
I just never expected that she would want to play these games.
Anyways,
those are my games for the week. Anyways, Dom, number two.
My number two is this card game I was introduced to last night called Race for the Galaxy. It's more board game style. There's this deck of cards, and you just play as you can. The game ends when someone has 12 cards in front of them, or when all the little point cards are divvied out, and then you add up points at the end and see who wins. And it's actually pretty fun. It's really political. You have to do a lot of guessing about what your opponents are going to do.
Political card games.
Well, the thing is that you don't actually affect each other, but all the politics come in. There are 5 parts to a turn, but those turn parts only occur if someone votes for it. You have to guess what your opponents are going to be doing and try and feed off of that, or try to avoid getting screwed by it.
Do you know who's publishing this game?
I need
is
to
it like
it
Rio Grande?
I think it's Rio Grande.
Rio Grande? Okay, cool. And how much does it cost? It's just a deck of cards, right? Is this like one of those $20 decks of cards?
I think it might be. I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
Danny,
I will definitely check it out later on.
So I've been getting in touch with my geek roots and getting back into tokusatsu, the live-action Japanese special effects shows.
Do you have a writer belt yet?
No, I don't.
Then you are a failure as a writer fan.
I know. I've come to accept it. But yeah, Kamen Rider, Sentai series. The new Sentai series is, by the way, hilarious because it's every year they have a theme. This year it's Samurai Sentai Shinkenja.
So they're samurai and they're fighting ninjas.
I don't know what I didn't actually pay attention to what they were fighting. I was just watching it like a clip from it to start, and they're all dressed in hakama with color coded, of course.
Of course.
And their transformation sequence involves pulling out a giant magic marker, pulling out a magic marker and drawing kanji into the air. It's the most pretentious thing I have seen in years, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
I think that was kind of the trend, even with the magic one, where it's just they've basically played out the Sentai series so much that now they're just mocking it.
They're mocking themselves, yeah. Have you seen the Magi Ranger dance? Oh, wait, you introduced me to the Magi Ranger
dance. I know what
you're
talking about. That's awesome.
But it's so weird, because you have all these people who you've just seen, fighting monsters, and they're jumping around and grabbing, putting their hands on their hips and pulling their knees in tight and doing the pelvic thrust. Wait, that's the time warp.
Sorry. Can't help you there.
Anyway, move on.
But yeah, that Kamen Rider Decade, which is basically the 10th anniversary series of the most recent Kamen Riders, and it's an excuse to sell toys, I'm willing to admit it.
And it's also also an excuse to get money out of housewives, remember that.
Yeah, there is that.
Kamen Rider is based on putting really handsome guys in the lead role.
Lita, what is your number two?
My number two is something boring. I'm coding up simulation. Sorry.
What is all this real life stuff with you?
I'm like reading all these cool papers though.
Where's your escape?
Now my number one is more interesting.
Okay. Is this for your research about your special needle?
No, stop. Let's
stop talking about the taint needle.
No more of the taint needle. We're moving on.
I bet taint needle is turning into a tag now, isn't it?
I've never tagged it yet.
Oh, thank you.
Please don't.
You could call it prostate biopsy.
No, stop. No. Sung?
Okay.
What's your number two?
My number two is I've been watching a lot of celebrity...
Jeopardy?
No.
Jeopardy?
Oh.
Apprentice?
Interviews. Talk shows on YouTube.
What about
I basically zeroed in on Craig Ferguson because in all his interviews, he seems like he's very, very, very drunk.
That's Who's awesome. Craig Ferguson?
Late Late Show. He's very Scottish.
Okay.
I remember him now. Okay.
Yeah. Right. But his interviews are very, very funny because he's very random. One interview in particular was if you've ever seen Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Oh, yes. I've seen her in person.
She's very Scottish as well. And so them together, I think she's been on the show twice. They're very, very Scottish and they just talk about Scottish things. To me, that was amusing just because, it's just two people being very much themselves, even more so than they usually are.
Nice. Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Kevin?
All right, my number two, and you all have all shamed me for not responding to my email. but it is preparing for March Madness brackets. Nobody else has signed up for the
They want me to sign up for CBS Sportsline.
I did get it.
It's free. You can decide. I mean, I did it last year with my office. Yeah. So I'm really excited. Last year for March Madness, most of those work days I just spent watching the scores refresh
Kevin
on a website.
And listen to the radio. We're like, we can't leave. We have to get it to the radio.
Are you doing that DirecTV thing where it'll show you four March Madness games at once?
No, I don't want to pay money.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, last year with March Madness, it went crazy for me. And we would actually have to sit in the car listening to radio before we could leave because I just wanted to know the results of the game.
Are you serious? Because it went overtime and I was like, we have to go.
Did you see the Syracuse game?
Yeah, that's the thing. I've not heard about the seven overtime game.
They had an overtime game the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It's gone long when the walk-ons start walking on the court because everybody else has fouled out.
Oh my God.
You did pretty well too for a walk on.
That reminds me of a friend of mine who I visited last year in July. He's really, really, really into basketball and all that stuff. So I went to his room and he has a nice big HGTV in his living room.
Okay.
And it was playing one basketball game. I went to his room. He has another HGTV that's playing another basketball game. On his computer, he's doing fantasy basketball.
Is he also streaming on his computer
for a different game? No, he's not, because his internet's really bad.
Oh, okay.
But it's just everything wall to wall was just constant basketball.
So definitely, you guys, you know, we only have probably a week left before we can finish up these brackets. Maybe 2 weeks,
I'll do
right?
it. I'll do it.
Yes.
Wait, definitely. When was Selection Sunday?
Huh?
When's Selection Sunday? Is that tomorrow?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it after Selection Sunday.
All right, cool.
Here's the thing, though. I didn't follow that much college basketball.
I don't follow it until it gets to March Madness.
Okay,
then I read the descriptions and be like, I think this team will win.
And it doesn't matter about the first round. It's all about who went. Like,
yeah,
the last
pretty much at the last.
Because I've seen three college basketball games so far. One of them went to six overtimes.
Yeah, that actually is three college basketball games.
Oh, never mind.
When you have points riding on it and you're competing with your friends, it's so much more fun. You don't even care about the actual teams. You just care that they win.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So here's my number one. Number one with a bullet or with a chainsaw is Mad World. Who would have thought that a Sega game made by the people who made God Hand would shoot up to number one within like 2 hours of Danny bringing it into the house?
Yeah,
right?
That's the worst part. It's your number one. You haven't even played it yet.
Oh, who cares?
Why you gotta take that from me?
You got Maraca time in my house.
Yes, but
I love how Maraca time looks like milking a cow.
Maraca fever. What is that called? Samba de Amigo again? Fever time?
Yeah, something like that.
So the thing is, I saw you guys playing it for a little bit, and it actually does pretty much have a casino level in it.
It has a casino next level.
Nights.
It's got a dartboard. You throw people into it.
That's awesome.
It actually shouts bullseye at you, and you throw someone's head there.
What kind of things have you been able to do so far? Have you done the street post through the guy's head yet?
Okay, you can do two street posts through the same guy's head.
So the best sequence that I've done so far. Best sequence I've done so far. Signpost. Second signpost. All right, threw him into the flaming trash can, and then threw the trash can into a dumpster.
Which chopped him in half.
Sweet!
Well, chopped a different guy.
And also, combo violent moves?
Yes.
That's the point.
That's how you do it.
Whoa.
And
you get, more points
for it?
And,
in fact, Bender complains about you if you don't combo it, so he'll call you boring.
So, what is the premise of it? Are you, on some sort of game show?
Wait, did you ever play Manhunt?
No,
yes.
Manhunt, except comedy instead of tragedy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you remember The Running Man? Yeah.
Yes, and basically the main character is pretty much Hellboy with Ash's chainsaw. So
Hellboy voiced by Spike Spiegel.
it's like this weird genetic concoction that's made.
Let me guess, Danny, that was your number one too, and I stole that one too.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm stealing all of Danny's thunder.
You didn't even play.
Nice.
It.
I don't care. I was sitting behind you, going do a barrel roll.
Yeah.
And when I mean barrel roll, I mean stick his head into the barrel and roll him.
Wow, that's. Very violent, Dom.
It's a very violent-looking game.
The attractive part of the game is the extreme violence.
The other attractive part of the game is that it's written by our friend Ken Pontak, who I think we should probably try and get on this podcast
sometime.
He wrote it.
Whoa.
Albert is a good friend of Ken Pontak, and he probably could get Ken Pontak on
board.
Yeah, he can probably get him on this podcast, and we could ask him about LazyTown, we could ask him about Gumby. And how many drugs he was on when he was doing Gumby? We could ask him about Mad World and how the Japanese love their mothers and don't like to hear about what they did to football teams or other large groups of men, not their father.
That's...
Because just think, Mad World is Ken Pontac, but he still had a line that he wasn't allowed to cross.
I have no idea where it is yet, because I have yet to see it.
All right, Lita, what's your number one?
Now I want to say it's Mad World, because I'm really excited to play
it. Have you even seen the game yet?
No, I saw trailer, and now you guys are talking about it. I'm like, oh man, this game's going to sound awesome.
It is awesome, because it's made by Sega and ex-Clover people.
That's going to be a great
combination.
That's
the thing. All the endorsement we ever really needed for the game was from the people that brought you God Hand.
And that's published by Sega.
Lita's never actually played God Hand.
You don't want to play God Hand because God Hand is a game that hates you. However, if you watch someone play God Hand, then it's so much better if he's actually good at it.
I agree. That's true.
That's where my ha-ha comes from.
Yeah. No, but really, my number one was Render Man. I'm learning it. And it's awesome. Everyone should learn it. It's really, really fun.
This is a Pixar thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a shading program. So you shade models and it's fun. Sorry. That's what it was.
Sounds like work.
It is work.
Okay, my number one is kind of the opposite of what would normally be a number one, which is stuff I'm not doing. Basically, it's like, if you think about, I have a list of things I would want to do, and the things that I just wrote down, I would do, and then that means that nothing that I wrote down a long time ago is getting done. Like, catching up with various TV shows, Lost and Battlestar and stuff like that. I have a bunch of music I haven't gotten around to listening to. And also, I just moved about 3 months ago. If you see my room, it looks like I just moved in last week.
Are you still with the same roommate? Are you still with Jay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's cool.
Kevin, number one.
All right, my number one is,
Mad World?
I mentioned Mad World for number three.
World Mad?
No. My number one is, I was just at their concert last night, and it's Asobi Sexu's new album, Hush.
I still can't believe that Asobi Sexu is a real name and not something we made up ourselves.
It's a really good band.
They're still very awesome live. The only complaint I had from the concert last night is, the crowd is like filled with kids that don't want to
move at a concert.
Look like they're enjoying music.
They're just like sitting there staring.
Yeah.
The Japanese.
Were they at least doing the Japanese thing with the hands?
The Japanese.
Half of them were Asian, pretty much.
The thing is, the Japanese concerts are all about trying to become a part of it with your glow stick.
Yeah. No. Those are for pop concerts, not for rock.
For rock, they just stand.
Yeah.
Anyways, their new album's excellent. Their previous album, Citrus, was also excellent, and they're still very, very good live.
We also bought their acoustic album from the tour, and it's only available on their tour, and it was really
excellent.
Yeah,
they have a new acoustic album, and it's great as well.
What were the names of the bands that we've made up for Rock Band again? The main one is the Run Something Fierce, but there was going to be another one, too.
The Run Something Fierce was pretty much our
primary. Kung Fu Glory Hole. Kung Fu Glory Hole, that was it. It's not as dirty as it sounds. It actually comes from the legend of the Return of the Condor Heroes, where they have to practice their kung fu naked, but they can't look at each other. So they find a hedge with a hole in it, and then they connect to each other with their hands through this hole.
Okay, I don't need to hear anymore.
It's a classic of Chinese literature. It's Lord of the Rings for the Chinese. I'm serious here. And it has a kung fu glory hole.
All right, let's move on to suggestions.
All right, suggestions. Dark Acer says, a minor correction from the Stuff Suggestions 3. You noted in your podcast that Michael Tsang gave the scraps idea. Actually, I was the one who did that. Mike Tsang gave the idea for suggestions. So we both laughed at this cross-up because we know each other in real life. I believe I was the one who introduced him to your podcast. He's our group Sega Kid, as evidenced by his childhood knowledge of Sega Channel. I've got a request. In the future, could you refer to him as the Tsangarang? Sure.
We'll look into it.
Hello, Singering!
Anyway, Danny, bring us the next mail from Francis.
From Francis, I come bearing what are hopefully some original suggestions. Spider Robinson.
Okay.
A classic science fiction author, but I...
Okay.
But I'm not very familiar with his work, unfortunately, because I was too young to be reading his stuff, because as far as I can tell, it's not meant for, young audiences at all.
I've seen the cover of his book.
Good job, son.
And I've never heard of him because I don't read.
Thanks, Kevin.
Swords.
No.
Oh, come on.
It can go in scraps.
Scraps, yeah.
Aww.
Saber!
It began with a bloody S.
I'm not saying his name. We are not tagging him.
I guess that's fair. Spectator Gaming.
Scraps.
Scraps. Okay.
The Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects
That's
really depressing.
Yeah, I don't think this is something fun to talk about.
I'm just going to go on the record and say that we're not going to do the Spanish Inquisition.
You might be
there. You go.
We might do Spain. The country.
Yeah, that's a fun country.
The Inquisition's here to stay.
My You're singing about it.
None of us none of us know the song.
History of the World Part 1?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know the song.
We can probably call over Andy.
My brother wishes to put forward sprockets, or possibly
this is the
snails.
Part of sprockets where we dance.
Just to see where you'd take them.
Touch my monkey! Touch it!
I don't think this sprockets has to do with snails, right?
No, they're separate, I think. They're separate. Okay. They're just random, but the only thing that sprockets brings to mind is Mike Myers.
I know, but that's like so long ago.
It's really old.
Okay. Star Wars versus Star Trek in our
tradition. No. Oh. We would get, like, we would get fish heads in
I
our
would
mail.
Just edit everything so that Star Wars won.
that is a problem. There's only one person with editorial control, and he's kind of biased.
Yeah, very, very
I
biased.
I like Star Trek, too. It's
I
just
like Star Trek, too.
Star Wars will win.
Yeah. The only Star Trek thing that would be arguable is, like, Star Trek Next Generation versus Star Trek Deep Space Nine or something like that, you know?
Yeah, only Star Trek versus itself.
Or Star Wars versus itself.
Apples,
there is
oranges!
Only,
there are only three movies,
only
right?
three Star Wars movies!
They're all even numbered. Okay, let's see. Sluggy Freelance.
What is that?
Sluggy Freelance is a webcomic, one of the original ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's where Shirt Guy Tom came from, which led to Shirt Guy Dom as a joke, and then, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't read Sluggy in forever.
And... finally, Simon Pegg.
I would like to put Simon Pegg on the list.
Yeah, let's put Simon Pegg on the list for the next movie he's doing.
At the risk of sounding really, really sheltered, who's Simon Pegg?
Shaun of the Dead.
I knew it!
No, that's okay.
I knew that was going to happen.
Shaun of the Dead, Spaced.
Originally Cavern, Rorschach.
Hot Fuzz.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of me losing nerd points. It's very depressing. I think it might be helpful to perhaps tag your guest's host.
I've already started doing that.
And Danny is tied against either Lita or, I don't know, Danny, before the last episodes, you were the biggest tag.
Oh.
You were bigger than Dom's Touching Games.
Yes!
Wow,
that's not
awesome.
Right. That's not right. You guys need to push Dom's Touching Games while I'm
here.
And
if you think that Monty Python quote-powered banter is primarily for guys, you are clearly not meeting the right girls. Well, I agree with this.
Yeah. I agree with this, too.
All right, so our next mail is from Daniel. How about Kevin? You take this.
Daniel says, greetings to the S-Words crew. I have been listening to your podcast ever since they announced it on Megatokyo. And
they?
He loves the Sega episode. And he wants to mention Sunrise Incorporated, which they're the people that did Cowboy Bebop, Outlaw Star,
Gundams.
I think this is actually pretty good. I do like that we can cover a lot of these other topics that do not begin with the letter S.
Yeah, and the thing is that I was actually thinking
it's actually
how
a good
to
way
do...
to get to Gundam.
Yeah, the thing is that we were trying to like suit Gundam, comma mobile. No, that doesn't work. Stardust Memory. Wait, but that was a sucky one.
You do realize that I'm probably going to spend most of that talking about Scryde.
Scryde.
Because that's true.
The series about two men who really, really needed to have angry sex with each other.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a series about men.
It was all about their passionate hatred.
Anyway, Sunrise is going on the list, so definitely thank you for that suggestion.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do it for the next Gundam series. Did you hear about the next Gundam series? It's going to be 0081-ish, I think.
Yeah, it's a UC.
What?
It's a UC Gundam again. They're going
back to UC.
They're going back to the real Gundam?
Yeah, they're going back to real Gundam.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see Full Frontal, the character, not the actual Full Frontal.
I'm looking forward to that.
You know I'm looking forward. I'm always looking forward
when
to
When is
Full
this
Frontal.
Coming out? Because we're already booked through, like, August.
It's coming out in, I think, the fall season, so
we'll
take a look at that.
I gotta brush up on my Gundam.
Lita, would you like to bring us Marie?
So Marie writes, hi again, thanks for bringing up my previous mail. And as for that lovely little chef that clearly lacks any knowledge whatsoever of the Swedish language, he's definitely more of a U.S. celebrity.
Aww. See, I've always wanted to know this, yeah, whether he was known very well.
Bark, bark, bark. There would be just a minority of people, myself included, that would know about him over here. And I guess that would be primarily come from randomly running into him somewhere on the internet, unless you're really a diehard Muppets fan.
Well, thank you, Marie, for letting us know about the Swedish chef in Sweden.
Yeah, we definitely forgot to mention last week that Dom's license plate.
I said that, I think. Didn't
well, it kind of come cut. Out cut. It kind of got cut out, and later on, anyways. That Dom's license plate actually is Bork, and then Star, and then Three, basically to be Bork, Bork, Bork.
Yeah.
And
so if you ever wanted to steal his car,
look for Bork Star 3 Honda Civic 2001 Silver.
Yes,
yeah,
because silver Civics are so uncommon around here.
Especially in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Steven writes, Sailor Moon. Come on. Need I say more?
Sailor Moon's been on our list for a while. We might just even needed be able a to bring good Miho on reason to bring it up, yeah.
Mm. Might even be able to bring Miho on That'll here be... to at least say a couple words.
That'll be interesting. Actually, I think
I need to make a searchable list online of everything already in the inventory. Dom, can you bring us the next one from Nitrous?
Hi, guys, and Lita. Blah, 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 some stuff about Evangelion. Oh, no.
That was a great mail. On one side topic, can Dom please explain the story between him and Ed in Mega Tokyo? No. The whole Sega versus Sony? Nah, Sony can be added to the S list.
Yeah, we're not doing a versus.
Yeah, we're not going to do a versus. The versus is just would end up pretty ugly with
it would basically be everyone siding on one side.
Well, it'd be me punching Kevin in the nose just to cut... You know, punch Kevin in the nose just to see him bleed.
What? This is very awkward. Anyways, we have put Evangelion on the list, especially in the same way that you mentioned, which is Shinseki Evangelion. And so, yeah, I definitely got to put together that list online.
Maybe we can grab Matsubara for that one. Probably not.
No, that would involve a very long trip.
That would involve a very long trip.
Just a long time away.
Just a long time away. All right, Kevin, bring us Aaron.
So Aaron says he's just been listening to us recently, and he wants to mention Streets of Rage as its own topic.
Oh!
As its own topic.
Can we actually go on with that for very long?
It would be me, Mike, Danny, and possibly... No, it would be you, and just going, Grandpa!
What?
Grandpa! Dorokan!
We would basically just reenact the entire game.
By memory.
Via sound effect.
Yeah.
I would like which we to can ask you, Dom. He mentions there's a recent remake called the SORR Project.
It's definitely a fan thing.
I included this email because I wanted to just wonder whether you knew about it.
I don't know about it at all.
Okay. Anyways, Aaron follows up saying he loves the show, and he read about it from Ian's... site.
Three panel soul.
Yeah, three panel soul.
Three soul panel?
Yeah, it says three soul panel there. Anyways.
Oh, you know what they meant.
Definitely thanks for the email, Aaron, and I'm guessing Ian's pimping us helped out quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
How about bringing us Jeff? Actually, no, let's give this one to Danny because it's about Voot, and Voot is his baby.
Give me that. Where is this? Okay, Jeffrey writes, hey guys and gal.
It's changing, dude. I'm not the only girl anymore.
I recently discovered...
Dom is getting a sex change.
Yeah, I'm going to Sweden and actually getting a sex change.
Exciting.
Say hi to my sister while you're there. She's not there for a sex change. She's there for work.
Well, you do realize that me saying hi to your sister would involve me snapping
my
fingers.
Yes, I know.
And
a lens.
Gunda!
Why is the sex change in Sweden?
I have no idea. I think just wanted to bring up Sweden again because it's a fun word to say. Sweden.
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 All right, anyway, bring us to the rest of the actual
mail. I recently discovered that Virtual On or Toyo Tangram is headed to the Xbox Live Arcade, at least in Japan. So far, I haven't heard anything about Twin Sticks being released on the Xbox 360. I was wondering if you had any thought on that. To be honest, Twin Sticks are going to be hard to push for a game that's probably going to cost $12.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to sell a peripheral that costs four times as much as the game. That said, I'm totally finding a way to take my Dreamcast Twin Sticks and plug it into the Xbox 360. I don't know how. This may require me getting a side degree in electrical engineering.
Or, you know, talking to any of our many friends who have degrees in electrical engineering and computer science.
Screw that. This is something I gotta do by myself.
Man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, huh?
How is it possible to play the game with the Xbox 360 control pad? I mean,
honestly,
it was kind of weird.
The Dreamcast one as well.
So the thing is, modern controllers these days actually have the means of running it fairly well since they have buttons
two
and
sticks.
Triggers. Like, they have two sticks, and they have buttons on the top. So, like, the PlayStation controller, for example, was really good for playing Mars, because it was basically having a twin stick in your hand. But the Xbox 360 controller, it's kind of offset like that, so I don't know if it's going to work quite as well.
But play it anyway.
But yeah. But that said, go buy the game.
Buy it. It's made by Sega.
He also mentions how about Steel Battalion as a topic, and
I had Steel Battalion. And
I've never played it. I just know what the controls look like.
It took like 3 minutes to start up your mech. There was an ignition sequence, and you could get killed during your ignition sequence. That's all I can say about that.
The main thing I remember about it was basically like sitting in, let's see, you know the Finding Nemo submarines?
Yes.
The window is smaller than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get this tiny little, like, eighth of the screen hatch.
And the rest of it is the console.
Really?
It's a pain, because it just does not feel... It does not look fun.
How is the game, though?
Eh.
Eh.
Oh.
You know how you have mech combat, and it's usually pretty fast-paced, and you shoot lasers at each other, blah, blah, blah?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a dash button.
You remember the old tank games where you would just sort of rumble around waiting to find somebody and then shoot at them?
Yeah.
It's more like those than the first category.
Did I mention the
controller is awesome.
And expensive.
Did I mention the part where there's a really small window where you have to look around for these guys? It's just messy, and I didn't,
all right, so
it didn't appeal.
Let's move on. Sung, let's get a summary of R. Oldfield's really long mail. So let's just go down the bullet points.
Okay, great. Rook with the podcast.
Half of it is about Dom. Questions to Dom.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer many of these. All right, number two.
Okay, I too occasionally see really bad movies just to see how bad they are. Hey, someone agreed with me.
That's not a question either. All right.
Okay, Sung, why don't you go through R. Oldfield's email? I think it goes straight to the suggestions.
Oh, wait. Number one is Super Sentai, which would allow for a Power Rangers tie-in. Danny would be in for that.
And I'd probably be talking to myself.
By that, you mean interviewing Johnny Young Bosch. Then, yeah.
We kind of did.
We will
true.
Probably go back into Sentai eventually.
All right, number two, huh, Sung?
Yeah, Sailor Moon, which we just talked about. And number three, fan subbing.
Wow, that brings me back to high school.
Yeah, I would actually like to discuss this.
I used to buy the VH tapes of Sailor Moon. It was awesome.
I've actually known quite a few of the old school fan subbers.
I subtitled Nishko back in the day.
Used an Amiga hooked up to a VCR.
You know what's even crazier is that I know new people who would get raw footage from Japan, translate it, and time it at the same time using his foot on the space bar to time. Then he would play it for his anime club that night. So, Lars, I salute you because you are a crazy man.
I remember we've actually done subtitling stuff for our own club on the same day as well, too.
Eric did that a few times, right?
They translated it, and then like 3 or 4 hours before the show, they'd send it over, and I'd be like, so you need me to time and encode this now? Yes, or the show doesn't go on.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, I don't have any stories like that, but I'd just like to add, get off my lawn!
Yeah, you youngins.
Shadow the Hedgehog, which I don't play games, so I can't talk about that.
Shadow's
not
really
good. Yeah, I play games, I'm not talking about it either.
Scooby-Doo is on our list.
Scooby-Doo's on the list.
Spyro is
no,
probably not even in scraps.
No.
Skating games. I love Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 for Dreamcast.
I like Jet Grind Radio.
Oh, that's true. That would be a good way to talk about that. But is there anything else, really? It just seems very scrappable.
It seems scrappy.
Like, that's the thing. The only skating game I played involved running away from bees and some guy saying, skate or die!
Wait, no. Mad World has rollerblades in it.
That's the boss. I haven't even beaten him yet.
Yeah, but he has rollerblades on. They're
also stretching it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's it from his email.
Yeah, that's it for his suggestions.
Okay.
All right. Kevin, let's see BTA.
Okay, so this comes from BTA, man. Well, actually, just BTA this time. And he says he wanted to eliminate his boredom, and he got a GameTap subscription. So there's some games on there that he likes, like Tails Adventure and Knuckles Chaotix. He's asking, what the heck should he play? Now, if this game is still on
GameTap,
there is a game from Broderbund Software called The Last Express, which is a fantastically great adventure game that will look very dated when you play it, and it will be very difficult, but the idea is that you're on a train, and there's a murder that happened, and you need to solve the murder over a course of time. It happens in real time, so doing certain actions at different times will affect your outcome. There's no way to actually easily run this game anymore off of your regular Windows machine, nor is it very easy to find anymore, so I highly recommend on GameTap you check it out, although it is very slow-paced. And you will die a lot.
Prepare to die a lot.
You will lock yourself in the closet a lot and then discovered by the police.
Is the failure rate Oregon Trail strength?
It's pretty high.
Is it King's Quest? Is it King's Quest level of kill you?
No, it's not like that high.
it's King's Quest
it's
if you clicked on the wrong
intending to be cheap.
Yeah, because King's Quest clicking on the wrong part of the screen would kill you outright.
You just walk off.
You would just fall off of the world.
Nice.
Like, there was one of the hardest parts of King's Quest, I think 4, where you played the girl, was walking up to the magic castle because it was a big, windy path. And if you ever clicked off of the path, then you would die. You would fall off of the mountain and die.
So, anyways, on GameTap, I'm wondering if they still have this. There's also the Sam & Max episodic adventure games, which are very, very good. There.
What about Grim Fandango? That's an awesome
game. No, it's not. None of the LucasArts games are on there.
Lame.
There is one other title. It's escaping my head all of a sudden.
There
it is Overlord. I don't know if it's still on there, but definitely check it out. If you need any explanation on it, just take a look at Google for it. Just trust me.
All right. So next up is Zach. Lita, take it away.
Okay. So, hey, guys, I wanted to start up by saying that the podcast is awesome, blah, blah, blah. I mean, thank you.
It's on this mailbag.
Anyway, right to the point. Have you considered discussing Japanese cuisine titled sushi?
You see, the thing is that if we started talking about sushi, we'd start talking about the stereotypical words that American people know in Japanese. which would be Suki, Sushi, Sushi, Sukiyaki, Banzai,
Fujiyama Geisha.
Fujiyama Geisha.
Fujiyama Geisha? Where did that come from?
Because Fujiyama Geisha is one of those stereotypical words that American people know, even though it's said wrong. It's supposed to be Fuji-san. But anyway, you know. Probably only worth scraps, but if it makes your list, even better. What do you think?
I would like to talk about it, but I don't think we can do an entire show, so I have to go scraps.
Scraps works.
Fine with that?
Okay.
Hey, at least it made scraps.
Yeah. All right, Danny, bring us Alice.
This is from Alice. I think in your previous podcast you mentioned getting a Kindle, and I was wondering if you'd gotten it yet, and if so, what do you think?
Yes, okay, it's
so
awesome.
I've had it for a while now, and it is very awesome. I especially like putting my free pictures of manga on there and reading through those free pictures.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, and in terms of an actual e-reader, the e-ink does look very good, and I think it's
slim. That's the
well,
awesome
it's also
thing.
Very slim, so that's it's very light. It's very easy to hold with just one hand. The one thing that I think is going to bother a lot of people, it's very proprietary towards Amazon, unless you wanted to put your own stuff like a regular text file or a PDF file, which they will convert for you. Okay. So that does end up working pretty well.
Yeah, but the conversion is not that great. Unless it's exactly like the Amazon format, it will like mess up some text and like there's some discrepancies with that.
Yeah.
I would not recommend it for $350 because that is very pricey. And the greatest selling point of the Kindle is when you finally do hold one and you look at how it works. But because it's sold only through Amazon and you cannot play around with it in a store, I don't think it even this second version is going to sell very well. So if I believe Amazon is still doing these trials where they can send you the product, and if you don't like it, you can send it back within 30 days and get your money back, then definitely go check it out because I think it is a worthwhile e-ink reader. But if you can't, then probably wait till they bring back that promotion.
All right, I'll bring us the next one from Luca. And her suggestion is Sorcerer's Stone. You could use that to talk about Harry Potter. What's a Sorcerer's Stone? Is it like a Philosopher's Stone, but for wussy Americans?
Yes.
Anyways, we are going to be talking about Harry Potter when the new movie comes out. The topic I placed was actually Scholastic.
Which would give
so
me an
excuse
to talk about,
other books. Yes.
Is Goosebumps under Scholastic?
We'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yes.
Yeah. You do realize that I'm going to talk about nothing but Encyclopedia Brown.
Dude, Encyclopedia Brown is how I grew up. I wanted to be a detective when I grew up. I wanted to be a brainy detective, and then I would have a scrappy girl sidekick who would beat people up for me.
Awesome.
And that's how I grew up to be a nerd. Thank you, Donald J. Sobel.
So Harry Potter's coming up. Don't worry about it.
All right, and so the last one is from Shiseki, who says a few complimentary things and says that sailor has become his friend's code word for sex.
That's a little
TMI,
more than I wanted to know,
TMI.
But thanks.
Thanks. Shiseki.
Like talent was for the Sailor Moon fans.
That was for boobs, yeah. Anyway, yeah. In any case, my suggestions would be SNK, which we've mentioned several times before.
I am so there. You know that.
There's Suzumiya Haruhi again. The people are speaking, Kevin.
These are going in scraps.
You know you can't talk about
it. How much can you talk about that topic, really?
Just wait for the second season.
Wait for the second season.
Okay. Wait till that happens.
There's 13 episodes. There's 10 episodes on YouTube. The minis, there's the novels.
Kevin!
There's the fact that I've talked to all of them, and one of the voice actresses comes from porn and really likes Fist of the North Star. That's a fun story.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, she still is. They're very polite about it.
Nice.
By the way, I'm curious if you guys are into Toho as games or guys who enjoy the fan works.
Games.
Games.
I like how he said guys and Lita.
Lita is not the only girl.
It is
actually
not.
She says Lita is the only girl. I keep hearing it from the way you talk of a girl named Miho. I wonder if you guys would put her on.
Hey, Danny, how about she wants to come?
All right, Danny, what would Miho want?
I'm utterly terrified of the type of topic that Miho would want to come out to speak
which would
about.
Would it be Yaoi?
It would probably involve boys. Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Yaoi does not start with an S.
Here's the thing: if there is a topic that she would really want to talk about, you'd better hope that you understand Japanese because she will ramble in Japanese.
I would have to
half the time.
I would have to do a running translation, which I'm already going to have to do for some of our upcoming interviews, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I do extend an invitation to her, especially to speak on the Sailor Moon topic. We think it would be very interesting to see what her insight was.
You'll probably get more information from her about G Gundam than Sailor Moon, to be honest. But
so, we invite her to the Sunrise one.
Yeah, we can do the Sunrise one.
Time will tell. We'll
all
see
right.
How that goes.
That pretty much wraps up all the suggestions from the suggestions and stuff segment. One other thing I do want to mention was that for those of you Googling for Dom's Touching Games and
please stop
purposely coming to the website, we know you're doing it, so you guys can stop. It's okay. Please don't keep doing it. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not doing this as reverse psychology.
So how many hits have you gotten then through that?
Maybe like 5 or 6.
Okay. For, that's not so bad.
For just that term.
But, like, I don't think Google is going to be, like...
I'm wondering if it's the same guy doing it constantly, maybe once a day.
I did it once, just out of curiosity. I have to confess. Someone told me about it, so I'm like, okay,
you have to click through.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Here's one thing that you could try. Go to the Google homepage and type in, I am extremely, and you'll see a drop-down box. Look at the very, very last suggestion that shows up.
Afraid of Chinese people.
Yes. It says, I am terrified of Chinese people.
Wow. And with that, let's do our quote sign-off. Kevin, start us off. We'll go counterclockwise this time.
All right. You can find us online at www.s-words-podcast.com or send us any comments, emails, questions to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Also find us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words.
All right. Let's start with our quote sign-off.
Bogget.
I don't care what the critics think. Violence is a beautiful thing.
My name is Dom, and I'm pre-op.
What's pre-op? What's pre-op?
I believe pre-op is some sort of a Thai dish.
No! None of that! None of that, everybody. No. Yes, bonus Sanger. Points for
Sanger?
Figuring out.
Sanger? Sanga-reng.
Who put the bomb in the bop-a-bop-a-bop? Who put the bam in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong?
What the hell are you doing? What?
Sorry.
Doolop had to come in at some point. All right.
Does that have to do with his name?
No.
Oh, it has nothing to do with his name.